What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I've always said this. Female fuckery is worldwide. Therefore, the response of some men putting on the mask is also worldwide. Like the article that was sent to me by Constable Kennedy that was published on the 17th of February. Shooting suspect rang a friend and said, quote unquote, she's deleted. Gentlemen, here we have a man who was so at the end of his rope that he decided to tell at least one person, yep, I did it. Hey, at least the world will know. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The man suspected of fatally shooting his wife, Lisa Smith, outside a pub in Kent, called a friend after it happened and revealed what he had done, the BBC has been told. Edvard Stockings, also known by the surname Smith, called Leslie Thompson less than 2 hours after the shooting occurred outside of the Three Horseshoes pub in Knockholt and told him, she's dead. I love you. I'll see you on the other side. That gentleman right there was a man who was finally at the end. Over the edge, pushed beyond his limit. Mr. Thompson said the call had convinced him that Mr. Stockings, or Smith, shot his wife after having a breakdown. Now the question becomes, what caused him to have a breakdown? And thank you, Mr. Kennedy, for leaving a clue that has been purposefully left out of all of the publications that I read. And that clue is, allegedly, his wife was cheating. Yeah. Police officers said that they believed that Mr. Stockings then drove to the Queen Elizabeth II Bridge near Dartford and entered the River Thames. His body has not been found after more than 3 days of searches along the river. Now that is very interesting, and I'm going to explain why later. Mrs. Smith, 43, was shot to deletion in the car park of the pub shortly after 1900 hours GMT on Valencucks Day. Well, well, well. Talk about the day of fake commercial love. A man being driven to put the mask on. Talk about irony. Now, my question would be, what the hell was she doing at that pub on Valencucks Day, when she should have been with her husband? See, that right there leads me to even more believe what Mr. Kennedy said. She might have been there by herself, or she might have been meeting someone there and he found out about it. Yeah, yeah. A CCTV camera nearby captured the sound of 3 gunshots followed by shouting and screaming. Mr. Thompson told the BBC that his phone rang at about 20:50, and Mr. Stocky told him, "I can't live, we've all gone together, and that armed police will probably shoot me." Police said call handlers received reports of a man, quote unquote, on the wrong side of the barrier on the bridge at 22:15 on Friday. In a statement on Monday, the force said that he had, quote unquote, fallen into the river. The search operation has involved the Coast Guard, RNLI, London Fire Brigades, drones, and a Metropolitan Police boat team. A car and gun linked to the suspect were found, quote unquote, next to the Dartford crossing, police said. They added that the car was found on the bridge. Those close to the couple said they are bewildered by their deletions. Another friend said on Monday, Mrs. Smith, who also used the surname Stockings, leaves behind two children, one of them in their 20s, the other younger. A family social media post paying tribute to the couple has received hundreds of comments with friends and relatives saying that they are quote unquote heartbroken. Mr. Thompson said he had known Mr. Stockings for more than 30 years and that the shooting did not make sense, adding, quote unquote, "They were both the life of the party and we really don't know why he has done it. I'm baffled." Now that goes back to something that I always say. You never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. He added that Mr. Stockings was, quote unquote, unbelievably close to his father and had been deeply affected by his demise 2 years ago. Quote unquote, "He's had a breakdown," Mr. Thompson concluded, adding that he was 1,000,000% sure that Mr. Stockings is in the river. Or, well. Now this right here, gentlemen, is a very interesting one. And as you guys know, I always say this when it comes to female coverage. Now, of course, you look at a lot of articles on this. Oh, everybody's coming out saying, "Oh, she's such a wonderful person, blah, 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 blah." You know what I say? The more fanfare, or should I say, the more positive fanfare that they put on the woman, more than likely, the darker the secret that she had. Which, once again, leads more credence to the possibility that, yes, she was at that pub to meet somebody else. Because I saw in another article that actually said, yes, she was not a regular there. Yeah. Yep. So you know what that means. More than likely, especially on Valley Cucks Day, secret rendezvous. However, Mr. Stockings found out about it and decided, you know what? I'm going to go Agent Smith. Yeah. What more do I need to say, gentlemen? What more do I honestly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down outside of a pub, public area, got to give it a 5. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Gonna give that a 5 as well. Psychological impact. It went down outside of a pub, so more than likely, there were a lot of people who probably could have witnessed it. But, hey, it's neither here nor there. So I'm gonna give that a 60. And for the brutality factor, he shot him multiple times. So I gotta give that a 20. So Edvard, the executioner, Stockings, gets a score of 90. Well, gentlemen, Well, well, well. So many women on this planet who are married who believe that they can still cheat on their husbands, and their husbands are supposed to just sit there and take it. No. I mean, this guy was definitely in a dark place. His father passes away 2 years ago. Then he finds out that his wife is more than likely cheating on him. Yeah, that would drive any sane man over the edge. It truly would. Now, once again, the question, why was she at that pub on Valencuk's Day of all days? Yeah, gentlemen, that is a question that damn sure needed to be answered. But, hey, she's in the grave. Now, this is why I say or. As far as everybody knows, Mr. Stockings is in the river. Or it's a possibility that could be what he wants society to think. 3 days, they haven't found a body. They say he went into the river at night. Now, this is just me throwing out a far out idea. It could be possible that he might have went to the river, but he's not met his demise. It is quite possible, unless he completely just jumped and said, fuck it. I'm just saying, it's possible that he might not be, you know, he might not be fish food. The possibility is still there. Until they actually find his body, you know, just got to say, you know what? There's a possibility that he might have, you know, had a boat stashed and decided to, you know, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, to you wives who still believe that even though you have a husband, you're still going to play the field. You're not going to leave your husband because, oh, he's that guy who's taking care of me, so I'm going to still have fun with other men. Yeah. You need to understand something, ladies. You need to understand something crystally damn clear. The power that society lets you believe you have in order to be unfaithful and not face any consequences, that is definitely gone out. Feminism and the idea that no matter what you do to your man, he's supposed to stand in it and stick beside you and not have a nervous breakdown when he finds out that you're being unfaithful to him, that's gone out right along with it. Because believe you me, ladies, this man isn't the first. He will not be the last. Because once again, I have to remind you, the thought process that damn near all married men have when they find out something about their wives that would drive them over the edge, if only I could get away with it. However, the men who put on the mask, those are the men who say, you know what? I'm no longer afraid of the consequences of my actions. This woman has become the bane of my life. Therefore, I will act. And that action becomes lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.